Assalamualaikum. I'm always trying to be brief. I'm not always successful. Try again. We've spoken about this topic before. I really wanted to speak about something different this year, but I'm always driven to address what I think is most relevant and. What can I say? I think this last part of Parshas Mashpatim, which is the conclusion of Maamar HaSinai, I think is very appropriate for our times. We're at a difficult juncture right now. The war has been going on since Simchas Torah. As I've said many times before, we're not only witness to a war with rivers of tears and rivers of blood, but also to a revolution. We've seen Klal Yisrael, to some degree, certainly amongst the more unattached members of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, we have seen a fulfillment to one degree or another, Hisnari Me'ofer Kumi, to rise up out of the dust. Rise up out of the dust, and that in spite of the fact that the war is not progressing as quickly and as what we wished, as if we were spallowed more painlessly, in spite of the fact that the elements of Dasna Vaviram, the Erev Rav, those who had wished so discord in our midst are raising their heads, using all sorts of methodologies. But nonetheless, we have to believe not only in the Rabbonu Shalom and to believe that our journey is a true one, and its conclusion is coming near, and to be mechake b'chol yom shiyavo, and also to believe in Klal Yisrael, and to know that Hashem believes in Klal Yisrael. But in any event, with the difficulty of the situation, I think requires that we address it. So the title of our discussion today, and once again I'll try to be brief, is Get Used to the Idea We Are Not Writing the Script for Hashem. I've felt this experience many times before, where I thought, oh, this is it, right? We're doing the right thing, and maybe we are doing the right thing, but it's not yet it. It's not yet it. Only Hashem knows when the time will be. The subtitle underneath says, I thought that I understood, but now it's not so clear. This has happened before. The first medrash that we're bringing here, we've mentioned it before, the medrash like Tzvi, the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, our beloved, Kaviyochol, is like a deer or an antelope who's fleet of foot. You see him, and then you don't see him, and then you see him again, and then you don't see him. And where is he coming? And all of a sudden, he's there. Moshe Rabbeinu showed up. Jewish people leave, Vayamein Ha'am, things got worse. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's going on? Lama Harios, Lama Zeh Shalachtani, why have you sent me? Why are things getting worse for them? Kadosh Baruch Hu, in turn, then brings the Geulah. And the Medrash says that just like it was then, as it concludes, Kach Goel Achron Nigla Lehem V'Yachozev V'Nichtamehem. So I don't think that the goal necessarily has appeared in front of us yet, but all different experiences that have come to the fore that Klal Yisrael has gone through, we thought this is it, and then he disappears again, and in Mitzvah Shem he will come back completely, very quickly. do I know before whom I stand? I think that's a very, what do you call it, important thing. I think part of my issue, I don't want to find to force this upon anybody else, is that, you know, of course it makes sense to me, I understand, so of course I've got the whole plot worked out, and this is the way it's going to take place, and this is the way it's going to unfold, this is the way it's going to record happen, and it doesn't necessarily go that way. And part of the problem is that there's a lack of, of Yira. Do I know before my stand? Del Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem Atov Aaron Nadav Av Yuvishim Vibitzik Bnei Yisrael Yishtachavisa Merachok. It's the introduction here of this last section of Maamar Har Sinai, here in Parshas Mishpatim. To Moshe Hashem said, you go up, and Aaron and Nadav Aviu and the 70 Zekanim, and you shall bow from a distance. V'nigash Moshe Levado, and then Moshe Levado will be go into the Anan, Choshech, Anan, Varafel, pass into the three Mechitzas, and stand before Hashem, V'heim lo yugashu v'am lo yalu imo. They will not come any closer, and the Am will not even go up onto the mount. Says the Kedushas Levi, this is the Hakadama to Maamar Har Sinai, Mishtachavisa Merachok. The two aspects of our relationship with Hashem, Rochok and Korov. Rochok and Korov. Right? He is beyond our ability, as the Kedushas Levi said, Kiyul Amalem in Asag of Ezeu Bechinos Rochok. That's the Bechina of Rochok, that's the aspect of Rochok. He is beyond, right? He is totally transcendent of us. On the other hand, he is Korov. He's Mamalek Kol Olmen, he fills all the worlds, he's there. It reflects itself in also what we refer to as Yira and Ava, right? It says once again, the Kedushas Levi of the Yitzchak Mibaditchev, V'nei yesh b'chinos Ava v'yira, v'nei yira lo shayach rak sh'anu misyarin, mivnei hadavar shu l'mal v'imenu, that which is beyond us, that which is totally, totally beyond us, we stand in yira, v'zeu b'chinos rochok, sh'am nofila yira, that's where the near yira is appropriate. Avol b'chinos korov magia Ava. From Bechina's Korov, how close he is, how close he is, becomes the Bechina of Ava. V'zer shekosav yishtachavisem, to Bechina's Yira, shemishtachav elezeh, omar mirochok, just to bow down from a distance. Rochok, rochok. That's the intro. That's the introduction. The Hachona, as the Imri Emes says, it's the Hachona of the Kabbalah Satorah. Chonel Kabbalah Satorah. Next step. If we reflect back the Chon to Moshe Rabbeinu's entire relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, it is in its synopsis this state of Yira. That year of being beaten. Just a year of realizing before whom he stands. In the very beginning of Moshe's introduction, the introduction of Moshe and his relationship to Hashem, it says in Shmos, in Perigimel, V'yomar Anochi Elokei Avicha, Hashem called out to him from the sneh, from the burning bush, Anochi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elohi Kel Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I'm the God of your father, I'm the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Vayaster Moshe b'panav, ki yarei mehabit. Moshe was mastir. Moshe was yarei mehabit. Says the Gemara, Brachas, Vayaster Moshe b'panav, zocha leklas teponim. Right? Vayaster Moshe b'panav, zocha leklas teponim, b'zchar ki yarei. Moshe was zocha that his face was lit with the glory of having been exposed to Ziva Shechina. He was so good at that because the very beginning of his relationship, that class there upon him, Moshe was so good to at the end of Parshas Sisa, when he came down from Har Sinai after winning an acquittal for the Jewish people post the Chet HaEgel. It says he was so good at that. Why? Ki Yarei. Right? Because he was Yarei. Because of that, he was Zacha of a Yiro Migeshes Elov. People were afraid. He was afraid. Right? Bishar ki Yarei Zacha Liyaru Migeshes Elov. So from a Yaster, he hid his face. He was Zacha to cluster upon him. to the glory shining from his face. In the schar of Kiarei, Yizokha Leviyaru Migesha Selav. The Jewish people were afraid to approach him. He had to put on a mask. Bishar v'habit, to look, right? To turn his eyes towards the glory of Hashem. Zokha L'smunas Hashem Yabit. He was Zokha Kovyachal to have a prophetic relationship with Hashem unequaled amongst all the prophets of Israel. Smunas Hashem Yabit. What did he see? Well, later on, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Kaviyachol. Hareini nas kvodecha. Right? Show me your kavod. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll show you the back. Vasirosi es kapi varayis es achurai. Amr chan babizna amr av shimon chassidim alavit shehera Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe keshesh al tefillin. The front you can't see. Full explanation to Hashgacha you can't see. Only the Kesher. Kesher shall fill him, that you can see from behind. The Kesher that winds its way around the head, that attaches itself to the Dal Batim, which speak to Hashem's Hashgacha, unique Hashgacha Pratis upon Klal Yisrael and all different levels of Klal Yisrael, that you can't see. But the Dal in the back you can see. All Zoche, to what? To Moshe's Yira. He knew who he was. Who am I vis-a-vis Hashem? He knew how so incredibly transcendent Hashem was. And the idea of being able to understand any of this, right? He knew. He just understood. He understood. He has to have Yira, right? This is beyond me. Hashem is beyond me. Who am I vis-a-vis Hashem? With that in mind, we understand why it is that it's Dafka Moshe. We have to understand why it's one of the fundamentals of understanding that one of the eighth of the Yud Gibel Ikrei Adas from the Rambam is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Navi who brought, gave us the Torah, Nevuas Moshe, to believe in Nevuas Moshe, not just in Nevuah, but in the Nevuas Moshe. Only somebody of Moshe could be mekabel the Torah miSinai. Right? Only Moshe could be mekabel the Torah miSinai. Hashem brought the Torah to Sinai. He leaned over, as it were, the heavens down to the earth. And only Moshe could make that transition to bring it down actually to the earth. The only person who was, as he's described in Parsha Valocha, is the honor of Mikol Adam, the most humble of all people. To know how rochok we are enables us to be more korov. Says the Panim Yafos, the Balafla, El Moshe Amar, Alei El Hashem Atah V'Aron. Lechora milas atah miutar. In other words, it says, Vayomer el Moshe, alei, right, el Hashem, atah, why atah? She say, alei el Hashem, ve'aharon, atah we know, Hashem is speaking to him. Lechora milas atah miutar, shekvar amar alei. Gam mashakosu va'am lo ya'alu, imo miutar. That's also said, because we already said, who is going to go up? Just you, Aaron, none of you in this game. And only you will go inside through machitzas of Choshech Hanan Raphael. Amnam, inyono kvar kosavnum. The Matan Torah, the Af, shekol yisrael shamum pi agvurum, lo haya kabalosim shove. Right? Even though they all heard me pi agvurum, but everybody's kabbalah was different. As Rashi explained, Alisa Tavaron Imoch Emor Me'ata, right, says Rashi, Ata Bechitzla Atzmecha, Ar Mechitzla Atzmo, Behem Mechitzla Atzmo. Everybody had a different Mechitzla, everybody had a different partition. Vinyono ki Ish es Ochiv Yazor, Va'aron es Ala Ayidei Moshe. U Moshe Ubonav Nis'alu Ayidei Aaron. V'chein yeh la'asid. You hear this? Each one of us, we're not all the same. We're not all on the same level. Even we heard mipi agvura, but each person heard via the level above him, the person who occupied the level above him. It went through the person on the higher madrega, and then went down to the person on the madrega just beneath him, and that enabled it to pass next on to the madrega beneath that person. He says, this way will be lost in love. The chiv, v'niglech for Hashem v'rochu basar yachtav. On one hand, the pasuk says, Hashem was covered, will be revealed. And all flesh, all mankind will see him together. But ain't a kavana, shiye kulam shavim. Shrikseiv, v'katnam, v'adgudolam. We see the gradations. Those who are smaller, those who are greater. Masha shiyu gdolim uktanim. El masha kosov yachtav shiis alu kol echad maliyosu asamach lobi madrega. It's all in unison, but each person above has the capacity now to receive it, and then it passes through him as though through a filter to the person beneath him, and so on and so forth. Ayin dechsiv, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion, b'squisite perish the pasuk in Shayin and Veis Ches, ki ayin ba'ayin, one eye will see through the next eye. B'shuv Hashem tzion, ha'ayin yiru ha'sogas ha'ayin kol echad b'shel ma'ala mimenu. Each person will receive via the one above him. Okay. So if we don't understand, right? Okay. Until we've achieved that degree of rachok, the degree of humility, which is not so fast in the offing, right? So, we only understand until the ability that we have to receive, and receive via the one above us. Perhaps when we don't know who that is, and one above him, and one above him, and one above him, and one above him. The more the person has the capacity, the more the person has the ability to feel Hashem's kirva. It's so true. Further, how do we relate to what's going on now? We just sit in the darkness and say, I don't know what's going on. There is something. There is something to realize, and that we can comprehend. And as we may understand how it will unfold, but we have to know something is taking place right now, every second, every time we are. Right, we're plugged in. We're not in an enchanted castle. We're not in fantasy land, but we're davening. We're learning. We are trying to improve our midos. Klal Yisrael is seh pezur Yisrael, just like a seh. It receives a blow to one part of its body, the entire body, what he calls, feels weak. By the same token, also, midah tova meruba, midas puranos, right? If we, as it were, strengthen one part, then the entire body feels better, the body politic, Klal Yisrael is stronger. It's not something they write about in the headlines, it's not something they write about in the news, they certainly talk about it in the news they talk about all sorts of trash. But the truth is, as we read ourselves, we are strengthening Klal Yisrael. We are protecting our soldiers. We're protecting Jewish lives. But we have to do it with vigor and with sincerity. Right? I'm not saying it's an all-or-nothing proposition, but obviously the more that is done with vigor and sincerity, the greater the protection, the greater the shield that we are lifting up in front of, recalled, those who are facing, right, our enemies. Continue on. Paul, still at the end there of Parshas Shoftim. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam. Right? Kobonos. I have the Dhammas collected, what do you call bhagonos, basins. Chasi adam zarek al mizbeach, and a half is thrown upon the mizbeach. Vekach sefer abris, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes a sefer abris, that's sefer bereishis, and all shmos up until this point. The bris, sefer abris, the sefer abris. The sefer that evolved from the story of the world, from creation and Adam, etc., all of the Parshas Bereishis, the Avos, it all becomes Torah. Ve'ikach, that's the bris, sefer bris. Ve'ikro bazmin am v'yomu kol asher diber Hashem na'as v'nishva, on the people. They said na'as v'nishva, we will do v'nishva. Right? Na'as v'nishva. It's interesting. We will do, because we are the vehicle for Hashem's Torah in the world. V'nishma. It's true, I understand that it means we will do, and then we'll understand more deeply. Until you do the Torah, you can't properly understand it. Right? In life, right, called we view the world is alive with pleasure. Alive with pleasure. That's the nature of the world. If you have an interesting taste, let's do more, let's do more, let's do more. The taste draws you after the action, right? It usually involves what they call the pleasures of the flesh to one degree or another, right? In the Torah, it's what they call, it is na'aseh v'nishma. You do. And that enables you to step through the looking glass and enter into a different world. And there in that world, you taste. You taste something different. You taste meaning. You taste eternity. But in any event, right? So it says over here, the Jewish people's reaction is, right, after hearing the Sefer Bris, they said, Na'as v'nishma. Vayikach Moshe es hadam vayizrok al ha'am. And he took the blood and he sprinkled it on the am. Vayomani dam ha'bris ha'shekras Hashem imachem al kol advar me'ile. This is the dam of the bris, this is the blood of the covenant that Hashem has made with you, right? I'll call it Varmeila, all that we will engage in, the words of the Torah, that is the Torah. The Od Barashi says the Imri Emes, Vayichta Moshe is called Divrei Hashem, Mibreishis Ad Matan Torah, right? Mikol Asher Sha'avar Al Bnei Israel Na'aseh Torah. You hear this? Everything prior to and everything that the Jewish people underwent, including how things got worse in Mitzrayim, including how, right, including Moshe's words to Hashem, all of that becomes Torah. The experience of the Jewish people becomes Torah. Mitzrayim of the Yisrael, b'chomer levanim, right? And the Zohar Kodesh says they worked in Mitzrayim, b'chomer, right, levanim, with mortar, with bricks. And then the Zohar HaKadosh says, "B'chomer b'kal b'chomer b'levanim b'libun hilchasa." It's not a homily. It's not something cute. Out of the Jewish experience comes Torah. Is Torah? Torah is written from the Jewish experience. So v'yichta Moshe mibreishis ad matav Torah shayidei Yisrael nasu asara mamoros aseros adibros. Through the Jewish people, their acceptance of the Torah, the Asarah Mamoros are now evolving into the Aseres HaDibros. The reality of the world is crystallizing in what we call the words, the mitzvos of the Torah. And as he continues, Chsiv, Sachas Ragalov, Kimas, Eliv Nasapia, Rashi, right, it was before what he called Ashari, Rashi describes the vision that they had. Sachas Raglav, what it says, that the Asid of Bnei Yisrael saw, they saw, right, Tachas Raglav, Kimase Livna Sapir, beneath his feet, they saw the workings, Kimase Livna Sapir, the whiteness of the Sapir. Rashi says, Haisel Afana Vishas Hashibud, as a brick, it was really cool, there in front of Hashem, Vishas Hashibud. We'll see where that comes from, right, cool, the Daskanim Valitosis will quote for us, we call the entire Medrash. Achakach Niskayim ki Etzem HaShamayim LaTohar. And it evolved to Etzem HaShamayim LaTohar. Etzem HaShamayim LaTohar. What are we talking about? Take a look over here. The Perush of Oritosis. Kimas elivna sapir. Right? Sapir, belaz. Purely sapphire. Lefishish sapirim cholukos, bemaros, bemaris. Yish sapir shu adom. Kirchsiv ad mu'etzim ipninim sapir gizrosam. Vosish nikra yogunsa granite or ruby. A garnet. Granita. Ruby. It's all called sapphire. It's interesting. Kamashalan hocha shuki etzema shamayim. The osu domel trelas. The different types of what I'll use the terminology referred to as sapphires. Interesting. They're star sapphires. I don't mean to turn this into a gemology course, but there are star sapphires where in the blue you have a little white star in the middle. And there are star rubies also. Here, the sapphire stone here is also referred to as either a garnet or a ruby. Right? And there are star rubies with white in the star in the middle. The Ishmael Medrash says this is what the Emeritus is referring to. Right? Ishmael Medrash, Kikishai Yisrael Mishubodim Bimitzrayim. Pam achas bo isha achas muberes l'sayeh es bailor. The men were tormented, right, with the bricks, with the mortar, in order to be able to produce more and more and more, greater quota. And one woman who was expecting came to help her husband, the gabel tit lulbon levenim, right, to make the clay. Like the bricks. The pila muberes, and she lost her child. She miscarried. Mitorach avoda. She was trying to help her husband. Shviracha shein merukam. And that, it fell into the clay. Benafel betit, the gavloso, fell into the, into the clay, became part of it. And from it, right, she made a brick. And Gavriel picked up that Levena that had within it the undeveloped fetus the woman had miscarried. He brought her a Kosh Baruch Hu. Amalo re'ei kama banecha mismotetim. See how they're collapsing, baby shibut kosher. But Kosh Baruch Hu v'inicha l'fonav l'zikaron. Kosh Baruch Hu placed this brick, right, that had within it the undeveloped fetus that had been miscarried before Mezizikaron. V'lozman sh'ay Yisrael b'mitzrayim ha'isa os l'veina l'fonav l'zikaron. And all the time that the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, this l'veina was before him l'zikaron. U'kishanigalu. And when they were redeemed, then this, I call it, this brick, was placed beneath Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet. It becomes part of the Kisei HaKavod. And there's rejoicing right before him. V'hainu d'chsi v'sachas ragel kemas et livnas ha-sapir. Livnas ha-sapir. Levena, which evolved, right, which evolved into what he called into a sapir, right. B'churban beis hamikdash yishlicha la'aretz. In the churban abayis, this brick was thrown back down to the earth again. Ein yechsiv hishlich v'shamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael lo zachar hadom raglov. And we start the process again. Chazal say, in Sanhedrin, in the Mishnah there, on the pasuk of, excuse me, Kikilas Elokim Talui, when a person is executed for capital crime, it says his body, let me quote again, it's only certain capital crimes, so certainly for being Megadeh, for Avodah Zarah. He's executed, his body is hung up just before twilight and then immediately taken down. Why? Kikilas Elokim Talui. For the curse, God forbid, of Yochel Hashem, Talui is hanging there. We want to remind people, what do you call it, that they should distance themselves from these, from Averas. Tachini, we don't want to desecrate the human image because of Kikilas Elokim Talui. Says the Mishnah, what does it mean, Kikilas Elokim Talui? That even when Rosh Yisrael is, what do you call it, is punished legally, justifiably, by a Jewish court, in a proper fashion, the Shechina nonetheless says, Kalani Mizroi, Kalani Miroshi, Kaviyochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my arm is weak, my head is weak. The Jewish people, who are Hashem's people, they are His glory. Just as we are glorified by Him, He takes Kaviyochel glory in us. Right? In our tefillin, it has psukim that talks about Hashem's involvement in our lives. Kadesh vayakiv yachah, Shema vayayim shamoa. Right, those four parshas and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin kav yachal, the Gemara Brachos tells us that there are those parshas that talk about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. But one Jew, even one Jew who is a Rasha, even if he's a Rasha, right, and as it were he dies, he's executed because he deserves to be executed by a Jewish bezdin. Nonetheless, Kaviyachal Kodesh Baruch Hu says his arm is weak, his head is weak, the place of the tefillin is weak, that glory has been weakened. And when a Jew can be redeemed, right, when a Jew can be redeemed, that's the situation, that's the status, that's the experience, Kaviyachal, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu prefers, if I can use that terminology. It's all necessary, but something is more preferable. To understand that, only Hashem understands that. Why now? Why this? Why then? Why this way? Why that? Not that way. So the evolution from the brick, right, to show Imo Anochi Betzara, to the state of glory where the closeness of Kis, being part of the Kisei Kavod, and then, God forbid, when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, we start the process again, right? We are the building blocks to carry Hashem's Merkava in the world. We're thrown back down to earth again. So says the Imre Emes. It says that about that leaving us a sapir. V'chakach niskayim ke'etz ha'shamayim l'tohar ki'inish ha'kosav ha'maskilim yazir kezorakia. That whole piece that we saw just now from the Daskein Balatosis. V'zeu she'isa b'targum ha'posuk yikach Moshe es ha'dam b'yizrok ha'la'am. And we saw the psukim here. Moshe took half the dam and put it in basins. Half the dam be sprinkled upon the mizbeach. V'yikach es sefer bris. He read the sefer bris. They said nas v'nishma. And then Moshe took the dam, a Yizrok ala Am, and he sprinkled it upon the Am. He says, it's a Dhamma Bris. Says the Targum, right? Says the Targum, a Yizrok ala Am, Vizrok al Madbecha. The Pasuk says he sprinkled upon the people. The Targum says he sprinkled upon the Mizbech. Rashi understands that he sprinkled it on the Mizbech for the sake of the Am. But nonetheless, what we have over here is we have Chatzi Adam Zorak al Mizbeach and Chatzi Adam Zorak al Am. That's what it says. So even when we say that it's being sprinkled on the Mizbeach for the sake of the Am, the Maisa, we have one sprinkling referred to as going on the Mizbeach, one sprinkling is referring to going to the Am. It says the Imre Emes, Shanaas Ba'atzma Mizbeach Kapora. The Jewish people themselves become the Mizbeach. They become the Mizbeach Kapara. By Yisurim Sh'ovrim Hayom al Bnei Yisrael, says Imre Emes, Hem Achatzi Ha'acher Shel Adam. That's the second half of the Adam. Al Zeneem Ar Chetzim HaShemayim LaTohar. The Jewish people are the embodiment of the Torah. What's happening to us now is becoming Torah. The piece here, it's actually written in several pieces. It's actually, the source of it is really is from the Chidah. I knew it, I heard it once, I hadn't been able to find it just yesterday, I found it again in the words of the Chidah. That the two psukim in Parshas Baloscha, Vahibin Saronu, Uvenucho Yomar, those two psukim, that the Gemara in Shabbos addresses, right, Machlokes Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, what they represent, according to one opinion, those two psukim are considered a sefer. I knew the Torah is made up of seven books, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, up until Vayibin Saronu. Ahibin Sa'oron, Uvenuch Yomar, is another Sefer unto itself. From there until the end of Sefer Bamidbar is another book, and then Devarim. So it comes up to seven books to the Torah. Seven books to the Torah. Bamidbar is comprised of three. But in any event, says the Chidah, that book, those two psukim, is equal to all the rest of the Torah. Why? Because in it is the story of the Jewish people. To the end of days. This little piece over here. So the Esther Shannon, this person wrote, where he quote, Shamati, Sod Nora Me Agon, Agol Moshe Shapira. Now, eventually to, now, Zephyr Tadak of Kodesh of Racha. Levar, Aketa Besukim Elohim, Sefer Godol Kechola Torah, Vihine Kol Han Hogas, Hashem Yisbrachim Yisrael, Ofeches La Torah. Everything that Hashem deals with the Jewish people, that which they rides over them, the waves that they ride, or the waves that crush upon them, right, etc., they're all becoming Torah. Ofeches La Torah, Sheish Lelomda, Ledaik Bahetiv. To understand what happens to the Jewish people as best as we can understand. Right? To relate to it, not to assume it's mikra chas v'chalila. L'chein kol ma she'noag Hashem Yisbaruch Hu avos v'shvatim hafach v'niyel sefer bereishis ma she'nas l'paro Yisrael as l'paro Yisrael Mitzrayim in Maim Harsina kam shmos v'chein hala and kol kanach moli anogas Hashem Yisbaruch Hu Yoshua v'shoftim malachim Shmuel kol anogas Hashem Yisbaruch Hu mamish Torah aval achar Divrayomim Megillas Esther Kvar Lo Nechtavod Ulam Lekushta. Nonetheless, the truth is the Milsar Kus. The truth of is Ha'ikron Azen Yishar Shekol Anhago Feches HaTorah. Everything that's happening to us is turning into Torah, and that will make what he called that those two psukim into the largest sefer, equal to all the rest. We weren't right for the or at that time, but the or will be revealed eventually. Same thing Yirmiyahu said. We are the embodiment of Torah. The Torah will be written about everything that's happened to us. What did those Atzili B'nai Yisrael, right? It says, for Brikul, they saw, right? They saw, Kilivnas Asapir, Chesem HaShamayim HaTorah, Vayiru Es Elokei Yisrael. They saw Kov Yochol, a vision that perhaps was something that they shouldn't have looked at. Just like Moshe averted his eyes, they probably should have averted their eyes, but they didn't. Again, it's machlokas how to understand these psukim. But similarly, Chazal understand it, and many of them are farshim understand it. Eventually, these people were punished. Not of Aviyu at their time in Parshas, really called Shemini, right? And the Shivim Skenim in Parshas Baloscha. So the Malbim. It says, Vayiras Elokei Yisrael, Kei Yisrael, they saw Hashem who was Mashkiach Vashkoch HaPratis upon the Jewish people. They had a clear vision of that, a clear vision of what was taking place. They saw Vesachas Raglav Kelivnas Maasei, right? Kemaasei Livnas HaSapir Chetzim Shemam HaTorah. They saw the Talich. They saw the entire process. It says in Netziv, right? What does that mean? Right? It says in Shir HaShirim, right, that Kosh Baruch Hu Yochol, Rosho Kesem Paz, pure gold, right, upon the Shoresh, the Rosh of Hashem's Hanhaga. And so too at the end of his Hanhaga, the ultimate goal, right, it's Amudei Sheish Miusadim Al Adnei Paz, pure gold sockets. The top is gold. The bottom is gold. The shorish is all gold, pure gold. And at the end, everything was seen as pure gold. Omnam ben taim, says the Netziv. That's what's hidden from us. Omnam ben taim ishtalshu samasim ne'elam ikoch enosh lahavin ta'arosan. Right? Vasher nisbichu becheshbonos rabim ledeim soim shluchi Hashem. The passageway from the shorish of Hashem's providence into the ultimate fulfillment of that providence, the passageway is not open to our vision. When Yechezkel, in his Maisim Rekova, he said, the key say is Rosh HaMachshava, he saw it ke'evin sapir. Right? And here in the parsha here, Vatsilim ro tachas raglov, they saw Kemas and Livnas a sapir. Right? Right? Gosh HaShamayim, right? The Makom Machshava is all clear, beautiful, pristine, like gold, like the sapir stone. So too also, the end will be like that. In the interim, things are hidden. Hiloriyoni Adam Vachai. They unfortunately looked where they shouldn't have looked. They lacked, right, the midah of Ayamdu Mirochok, Yishvistachavaya Mirochok, I should say, that they bowed from a distance. They didn't have Moshe's qualities of Vayira, Mehabit, right? So, we don't see anything. We have to know what's going on, that all this is being turned into the Torah. And the best thing that we can do in the interim to protect our fellow Jews and to aid in the evolution of these events being actually written down in a way that we can read it. Right? In Shemaim, it's being written down. Right? That's what the Rabbi Nabachi brings in Parshas Kisavo, on the Pasuk Tachas Hashem Lavaris Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha Tuv Leva Virov Kol. He brings down the Medrash that all of what took place then was written down in the Torah. People forget what we are doing, what I am doing, what you are doing, what each one of us is doing is being written down in the Torah. Who's writing it? So Eliyahu Navi is writing it. And Kaviyochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Mashiach are signing on it. Let's not waste our time. Let's not be befuddled or lose hope. We won't be talking because of the news or because of the actions of those who would continue the machlokas, the divisions and the divisiveness that existed in the Jewish people. In Tavshin Pei Gimel, ignore it. Know that we're writing the Torah. Torah is, right, is Megin U'matzil. Torah protects, Torah saves. We are the Torah. Mitzvah Hashem. We should see the day when all that has transpired here. We should be proud of ourselves and all of our Jewish brethren who heard the call and did what they knew they had to do and did what was right. May we be so soon to see that all written down in the Torah. Vayhi ben Tzor Aron Nevnucho Yomar. Amen. Be well. Have a good Shabbos.